Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest prepared company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax-advantaged gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with Multicollagen. Multicollagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top 5 most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today, we have returning guest, Lior Gunz. Lior runs numerous successful businesses, has traveled over 30 countries in the past decade. He's an entrepreneur and investor. He's the founder of WealthResearchGroup.com. And I am very happy to have Lior back on the X22 Report Spotlight. Lior, welcome back to the Spotlight.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Hey, thanks for being here. And I just wanted to start out with what is going on in Europe. You know, Europe, it seems like they're in a very tough position right now because they're in an energy crisis and, you know, they're getting their gas from Russia. They have sanctions on Russia and the people there out in Europe, they're bracing for a very hard winter. There's talks that they won't be able to heat their home. Germany has already declared a state of emergency, an energy crisis. I don't know if you've heard anything out in Europe and what's going on there, but what is your take on what's happening with the energy, not just actually in Europe, but actually around the world?
Okay, so let's start with Europe. I actually visited Southern Europe this summer, from the UK to, which is in the northern part, to France in the middle, and then Italy in the south. I can tell you that, and I'm going back in January, so I'm going to definitely check this out firsthand in January. I'll be in France. And then I also saw friends that came over from Germany last week and visited us here. So I asked them all about it. I think that they are going to great lengths to try to minimize the impact of what's going to happen. And from everything that I've seen, what's going on in Europe is a complete reset of their energy policies. I cannot understate it. Like, this is a multi-year problem that will probably be coming in waves and shocks every winter for the next 3-4 years, with the idea that Europe not only relied on natural gas and oil and for the most part, some coal from Russia, but they also did not build any domestic reserves. It was done with the idea of being as efficient as possible. In other words, how can I outsource 100% of this, have no domiciled reserves or anything that will cost the government any money, and just have everything shipped from a reliable, cheap source, which was to them for decades, the Soviet Union and then Russia. So with that gone, and I don't think it's coming back in that capacity ever, not even if there's truce or something this winter, because there's going to be a lot of peace talks this winter, because if you've studied Europe and conflicts in Europe, usually a lot of negotiations are done in the winter, where fighting is grind to a halt because of weather conditions, and mostly because of mud. So with that in mind, there could be a lot of surprises coming this winter. But if we really look at what Germany in general and other large European countries are doing, they're trying to, first of all, they're reinstating some coal facilities. There's a lot of coal in Europe. Actually, if you study the Industrial Revolution, the reason that Great Britain became an empire was because they found massive amounts of coal, and then they were able to power a fleet of steam engine ships and colonize. And so coal has played a big part in Europe's rise in the industrial age, and there's a lot of coal in Europe. So if they have to, even though with ESG and everything else they're trying to get to in terms of zero emissions, etc., and carbon free, if they can't, they won't. And so for them, priority number one is not to go into a recession. And if you look at the political priorities, it's first of all businesses. They, as you said, they don't want to reach a point. Any government in Europe doesn't want to reach a point where they have to tell people in their own homes that they have to keep a limited amount of electricity and all that kind of stuff. So they will first go for businesses, which has the potential of dragging Europe into a severe recession. So they've tried to offset this with coal, and they've tried to offset this with LNG. The problem with LNG, and LNG means liquefied natural gas, is that basically you need to liquefy the natural gas, ship it on massive containers that go out from very specific, well-designed ports that do that. You have to dock it in Europe in those same types of ports. You have to unload it. You have to make it gas again, and you have to ship it. This entire infrastructure is basically non-existent. So they are also rushing regulations and red tape to try and get as many LNG ports ready. But LNG is in high demand internationally. Japan uses lots of LNG and other countries. So this is causing energy inflation, because now you're not going to the cheapest source. You're playing on in international markets, whereas with Russia you almost had an exclusive deal, which obviously came with great prices. So a very inflationary nightmare is going through Europe. They will also reinstate a lot of nuclear facilities, and I don't have to tell you, both Russia and Kazakhstan, which is a sort of a Soviet era country, they are the dominators in nuclear as well. So this is also something that both the U.S., by the way, and Europe are in a stranglehold to put in on these two fronts as well. They have to, in America and in Europe, they have to do a lot of infrastructure spend to get where they want. The problem is that this winter, they're probably going to dwindle whatever reserves they had. Mm-hmm. And so the problem is next winter. That's when this the rubber will meet the road. Then we will see if for the next year here they're able to replace 40 years worth of pipeline system that they had with the Soviets, that that they thought was the best solutions, and it was for a very long time, until it was over. So my point is, I think this winter is not going to be what's portrayed in the media. There might be problems here and there, sporadic problems, but not acute continent-wide energy shortages. I think that next winter is the real problem. And I see this as a multi-year situation that doesn't get resolved easily. There's also the question of what do you do with these entire pipeline systems? So It's a big political question. It's a capitalist question. And I'm sure there will be a lot of new companies that pop up in Europe that are birthing this new renaissance of how they how Europe gets its energy and from whom it gets its energy and how independent it wants to be. And independency seems to be the theme of the post-COVID world of supply chains. You will start seeing a lot of companies, instead of a chief technology officer or all these things that have to do with technology, you will start seeing a lot of chief supply chain officers. Supply chains are going to become the most important thing for a lot of companies because they will need to reinvent the way that they get products and who they get products, where they source it from. There's a lot of opportunities here if people are listening to this podcast and are, between the chairs or between careers or just out of college. There's a lot of opportunity that will come from new supply chains from either Mexico or Canada to the United States, feeding the United States instead of China. And there will be a lot of opportunity in infrastructure in general and energy in America and in Europe. If you have European listeners, I mean, the game has changed altogether. And what you saw in the past decade is over. It literally is over. And, we put together an exclusive report for your listeners at wealthresearchgroup.com/ZIRP. ZIRP is Z-I-R-P or Z-I-R-P. And it's about the end of zero interest rate policies because that's over. That's done with. And I think Elon Musk rang the bell with the Twitter acquisition on that. I can explain why. But I think that this energy crisis and this deglobalization and this incredible demand from governments to make sure that their supply chains are safe and reliable, it's going to drive inflation. It's going to drive a lot of investment in capital expenditures on new infrastructure, new supply chains, which will be simpler, closer to home, and new energy sources. In America, it's a huge political travesty the way that they handled oil companies, but I think that hit an extreme and it will come back to normal. And what I think is Europe is going to start building its reserves. They will need to prepare for next winter. And even if Putin is replaced or dethroned or whatever in the next year or two, I don't think that his successor can come in and become the friend of Europe again. I think that relationship is going to sour for a very long time. So the long short of it is we have a huge problem. And because of that, there's so much opportunity from the capitalist side of things on how to solve these issues as well. So in the end, this is very inflationary.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at what's happening in Europe and many other countries, it's the cost of all of this because you see people out in the UK, you see people in Germany, you see people in Spain and Italy, and when they start to produce their bills of how much they're paying in energy costs, it's not what it used to be, and I don't think it's about running out of gas. It's about paying for the energy to heat your home or keep the electric, because if your energy bill Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest prepared company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax-advantaged gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Doubles or triples. How do people survive? How do people get by? I mean, I think that's going to be the real problem. I don't think it's going to be that they're going to be running out of gas because I think they do have reserves. I think it's the energy cost to each person and to each business. I think that's where people are going to have a problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
This the real problem, as you state, is the inflationary component of oil.
Yeah.
And gas. The reason that's a big problem is for small and mid-sized businesses, they don't get to do what large businesses do, which is the hedge. They don't buy fixed amounts at a future price. They don't have a chief financial officer that does a lot of hedging on the futures market. So I think that this really is all about is a problem for small and mid-sized businesses, which are the backbone of the economy. And that's why this is a real crisis for the majority of people. That's why the recession is going to become clear in the next 6 to 8 months. The real recession, the real problems are now starting to appear. In 2022, you've had I would say a shock to Wall Street and a shock to equities, but you still have not seen the real face of this recession. And I think in the next 6 to 8 months, you will start to see the real recession, who gets impacted the most and where. And I think that, as you say, these energy costs to businesses, and not only the cost, but the erraticness of rising gas prices, lowering gas prices, and such is very hard to run businesses. So that's really important. And I think that that's a critical component of this. That's why we put together wealthresearchgroup.com/out, because OUT, because we think that the inflation report of November, showing the month-to-month between September and October and the year-over-year, we think that was a fake-out. We don't think that there's a real trend here in place of plummeting inflation yet. We think it's toying, and we think the inflation story is going to last for a very long time, for at least 24 to another 36 months. Inflation is going to be very high, and very high in America is over 5%, because for a country as with a robust economy, with the biggest economy in the world, to have 5% inflation on the real CPI numbers, which means it's probably double that on the shadow, that's unreal. That's a real problem.
You think that we're already in a recession, or we're heading into a recession, or maybe something even worse than that? And do you think that inflation and high fuel costs, everything is going to hit at the same exact time?
So, as you know, we have seen two consecutive declines in GDP. So in a technical recession, we are already in. Mm-hmm. What we've seen in 2022 is because you combat, and by the way, in 20 years, they will say Joe Manchin and the other one, Sinema. They've probably saved America from hyperinflation. They will say that those two, when they started to really put their foot down, when the Biden administration was talking about spending trillions more, they stopped hyperinflation, in my opinion. They put some sense into this. And then I think that Powell being so aggressive, he was wrong throughout all of 2020. I would say throughout the second half of 2020 and throughout 2021, he was dead wrong on the way that he viewed inflation. His predecessors were way wrong back in 2014 and 15 not to raise rates sooner, causing this ZIRP bubble or zero interest rates bubble and this zero interest rates culture, especially in Silicon Valley. And I think that now you will start to see the other way. So first of all, who got hit the most this year? It's actually Wall Street. The biggest beneficiaries of ZIRP are the biggest victims of the end of ZIRP. They got hit first. The markets have totally collapsed. Real estate is totally collapsed. When I say real estate is totally collapsed, I mean that there are no deals. Like maybe prices have not come down substantially, but there is no activity. So even if you are on paper owning an asset, you need to actually find a buyer for it to justify that on paper price. So I think that there's a fake pricing in real estate that is not marked to market. And I think that happens also in the VC world and in venture capital. So in other words, the rich got screwed first in this type of environment. Now, the next piece is the high-end employees. That's when you're going to get into a more classical recession. A classical recession is where you have some layoffs and unemployment problems. I think this recession is going to be different because the people that are going to get fired are actually at the higher level of the spectrum. The lower income and the entry-level jobs, because they were so hard for employers to get those people back into their fold, they will not be so easy to let them go. They will not be so quick to let them go. But a software engineer at Meta, Facebook, making $150,000 a year plus $700,000 in stock compensation, that's over. That's over and done with. Now, he can negotiate his pay to be to stay $150,000, but there will be zero stock compensation. You don't give out stock compensation when the stock is down 60 or 70%. Mm-hmm. So this is the end of ZIRP in terms of the culture of, hey, this is a huge bull market. Let's issue a lot of stock compensation to our employees and then buy back the shares from the open market and basically offset these dilution. This is over. And that's why I'm telling you with Twitter, what Musk did was he said, hey, there's probably half the employees here that I don't need. So all of this culture of saying, hey, I manage 20-something employees in my department and making the number of employees under you your claim to fame, I think that's over. Now you're going to do the other way. You're going to go to your CEO and say, hey, my department can be a lot more profitable instead of growing faster. That won't mean anything to anybody. Profits will mean everything. Growth will mean nothing. I could be a lot more profitable if we let this guy go. So the real recession is when you start seeing these people getting laid off. Now, because these are high-level employees that I think will get laid off in the next 6 to 8 months here as big tech and other big companies start to really, I would say, make their businesses way more efficient, then you will see that the recession doesn't require double-digit unemployment because obviously there are way more entry-level jobs in the economy than high-level jobs. So I think it's a weird dynamic where you would have a recession because you would have contracting GDP, you will have layoffs, but you will still have a lot of spending in the economy because the consumer or the lower middle class will actually be strong because their jobs will be intact. So a very weird recession. And that's why a lot of people think it will be stagflation, because you will have growth with inflation, or you will have economic activity with inflation. So that's the nightmare we're getting into. And in that scenario, by the way, stocks are too expensive. Bonds are too expensive. Cash is fine, but real money wins. And that's why I think in 2023, you will see gold hitting 2000, and you might even see silver doubling. So that's very exciting, obviously, for precious metals. But you know, just to again explain the recession. The recession, to me, is caused by the reset of all the excesses that Silicon Valley and the ZERP or zero interest rate policy culture brought to the world, where growth was sustainable because you always had new money to grow a business, even if it operated at a loss for years. That dynamic is over. And, you know, the strength of the dollar in 2022 is what I call a fake haven. So, and that's why we created wealthresearchgroup.com/fake, so people can understand why the dollar has been so strong this year, but it's just a temporary fake haven and not a real safe haven. And that's really interesting as we go into 2023, which to me, the first half will be very, very unquestionable that we have a recession in America. And towards June is when I expect the Fed to start relieving the pain from and becoming a little bit more dovish.
Well, since we're talking about the Fed, I mean, if inflation continually moves up and energy prices continually move up and people are losing their jobs, I mean, Meta, they already announced like 10,000 people. Amazon is already announcing that jobs are being lost. I mean, these people, they contribute to the economy. So those people making 100,000 or 150,000 or whatever, they still, that's a lot of people losing their jobs. I think Bank of America actually was predicting something like 100,000 jobs a month or something that are going to be lost. I mean, that's quite a bit. And if inflation continually moves up and people are losing their jobs, isn't this going to reflect on the Fed? Because their mandate is keep inflation steady and keep everyone employed. Those are their two mandates. So if people are being laid off and inflation's completely out of control, isn't everyone going to be looking at the Fed going, okay, you haven't done anything here?
No. So to Wall Street, what's going on right now is what should happen. We have, as a society, lived way beyond our means for a very long time. And it started in 2009, 2011. And at first people thought it would lead to hyperinflation. It didn't, because the trickle effect, in other words, money coming from the banking system down to the consumer, that did not occur.
Let me just back up for a second. I mean,
sure.
When you say hyperinflation, let me just give you a real world example. Yeah. Okay. In 2020, a carton of eggs here in America, when you go to your grocery store, was $1.79 for a dozen eggs. 2 years later, that same carton of eggs is $7.29. So when you look at that, I mean, those people that are making 30,000, 40,000, 25,000, 50,000, you know what they see? They see hyperinflation, because all of a sudden.
We are on the same page. We are on the same page. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We have had, so let me back up.
Okay.
2009 to 2011, when the Fed first introduces these measures called QE and the government does bailouts, Wall Street says this is 100% going to cause hyperinflation. The reflation trade was insane. Gold went to an all-time high. Silver went to 49. But what happened was the dynamic that was supposed to create that hyperinflation, meaning that this credit will trickle from the banking system down to Main Street, that did not occur. And when the banks started to keep that money and it's just circulating within the higher echelons of society, creating a bubble for assets and asset prices, and starving the wages of the lower classes because Whoever gets the wages that are tied to stock compensation, those are the high level employees. You created a ZERP culture. The ZERP culture is the rich and non-rich, the haves and have-nots. That's how you get that. You create credit, and that credit stays within the 1% or the 10% or the 20%, whatever you want to call those people making over $250,000 a year, and the people that own most of the assets in America and all of the equities, etc. I think 1% owns 84% of equities. So the top 1%, that's insane. So that culture, that economy that was created during this era, it came to its peak in terms of its efficiency during the Trump years, when literally everyone started to enjoy it because of his policies and the tax deductions and everything else he did. He orchestrated a real boom in the economy. America was booming. And so whoever wanted a job could get a job. And there was low inflation and it was good. In 2020, because of the black swan event, because you shut down the entire world, because you had literally everyone at home, billions of people at home, but then you covered it on the other side, all that lost income with the stimulus checks and with all of these other measures that you saw from the Fed, now you saw what people thought they would see in 2009. Now you saw everyone getting access to that credit and that money. And now everyone is spending like crazy. Now you have real hyperinflation in the economy. And that's what you're talking about, eggs and everything else. Because when you shut down the world and opening it back up, it's a lot of hassle on supply chains, but then it's also a huge hassle if everyone has all of a sudden cash to spend all the time on just goods, because you're shutting the world down, so people are spending on goods and are not spending on services, and all the employees that were employed in services went to goods, and now you have shortages of employees and services, so you have inflation in the wages of the service economy, and now you try to bring it whole back by opening back up. So this whole erratic scenario brought us hyperinflation. The Fed made a huge mistake by believing it all has to do with broken supply chains, when it had to do a lot with the behavioral change. When Americans stopped to think about risk, when you saw JPEGs of apes selling for thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars, that tells you we have something wrong. We have a disproportionate lack of regard to risk in the economy. When you see Rolex stores that are empty, that's an issue. When you see huge retail chains making every product that they have fit with the stimulus check. So if the stimulus checks was, what was it, $1,200?
Yeah, something
like that. Or $1,300? Sorry?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah, when you have literally price tags that match the stimulus check, you have a problem. So all's this to say that, yes, 2020 and 2021, you did see borderline hyperinflation in America, and in some cases, real hyperinflation when you see prices double and triple. And so now they are really trying to make sure that behavior is punished. And the way you do that for the Fed, which is a banking institution and has literally only two tools. One is interest rates. Two is its balance sheet. It's not the government. The government can do a gazillion things. It doesn't lift its finger, but it can do a gazillion things to change behavior for businesses and consumers. It can do taxation, regulation, reform. It can do incentives. It's such a more diverse beast than a bank. The bank can raise interest rates. And when it doesn't work, it raises it more aggressively. And when it doesn't work, it raises it more aggressively. So that's what they've been doing. And then they can reduce their balance sheet. For the meantime, that has punished Wall Street first. Now, because it brought down these giant tech companies and giant firms, you know, down by 40, 50%, companies like Amazon, Google, you know, companies that basically run the world. Now they need to pay it forward to their employees. There's no other way. So now you start to renegotiate bubble wages for your top level employees. You start to renegotiate stock compensation, options, etc. And you do layoffs. You do layoffs because all these companies have a lot of projects in motion that make no money. They're just in research mode. They need to shut down those departments. And so that's what you're going to start seeing in 2023. To Wall Street, this is a positive. This is like a reset and a healthy reset. So the dynamic here is that the government is going to see this as something bad, and Wall Street is going to see this as something good. Wall Street is going to see this. Yes, we're getting to where there is no excess anymore. We're getting to where sanity is here. We're getting towards value investing. We're getting to back towards the Buffett Munger, where you can look at a company and understand why its value is where it is. We're getting back to that. So Wall Street will like it because you're getting back to normalcy. And you see a lot of investors on Wall Street saying to you, this is good. Like this is a bubble popping. And then Main Street, obviously, and the government will see this. Oh my God, we have a recession on our hands. Mm-hmm. What can we do? And then you will start seeing the friction between the Fed and the government. And the Fed will try to hold the line as much as possible. But at some point, there will be a lot of pressure, a lot of pain, too many victims of this reset. And they will have to pivot. At some point, they will have to pivot. That's 100% guaranteed. They will just try to prolong that as much as possible to get rid of all of the excesses that they can. So that's my long answer to you. The investment class sees this whole thing as a necessary evil. Everyone that invests in Wall Street knows that he was living in a bubble and benefiting for a bubble. Nobody thinks that this was sustainable. Mm-hmm. So they see this as, we have to go through this. But for somebody who works paycheck to paycheck, any reset is a problem. Any time that he suffers and has to think about food and his children and stuff like that, so basic that these people don't have to think about, then that's a real issue. And the government, obviously, in a classic recession like this, where you have layoffs and people, really suffering and calling their congressmen, etc. That's when this becomes a systemic recession and not a technical recession. And that's when the Fed has to start thinking about the pivot.
Do you think China is going to shake things up? I mean, right now we're seeing a lot of protests because of the COVID lockdowns, the people there. Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with Multicollagen. Multicollagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top 5 most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Are pushing back. They don't like it. Do you think that what's happening in China is going to reverberate around the world and maybe shake up the economy?
We are seeing in China the biggest protests since the 1990s.
Yeah.
This is not a regular, there are protests all the time in China. So the American media doesn't do a very good job of covering this, but protests in China are a norm. But this size, this is above and beyond. So I think that what you're going to the government of China, there's nothing worse and more scary than Chinese people on the streets by the millions, because you're talking by the millions.
Yeah.
This is not something you can contain. There's no force in the world that can stop millions of people. Millions of disgruntled people, millions of hungry people, millions of people that, you know, they get checked every morning for COVID, mm-hmm. and they have to these are like insane measures that they're yes. taking. So I think that we are seeing a peak in how much the people are going to suffer, and I think you will see a relaxation of their policies in 2023. And so that's really good for the world in terms of the global economy, because their supply chains are critical. So that's one thing. I do think that we are seeing the peak in terms of them playing COVID, and they will start to live with it just as everyone else does. And that's really good for supply chains. I do think in general that the world has changed and the reliance on China for exports will lessen and lessen. And China's reliance on exports will also lessen, because their middle class is growing. They will have a very strong domestic economy. So we are moving into this deglobalized world. And once they are done playing COVID, they will start to talk about Taiwan again. That will become the big issue. And I think that the 21st century's oil is chips. CHIP. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it the right way in English, but Taiwan and chips mm-hmm. in the chip industry, I think that that's the new currency of the 21st century. And if you haven't studied the Straits of Malacca in the South China Sea, where I think that that could be ground zero for military altercation between China and the United States, definitely download wealthresearchgroup.com/Taiwan. It's 20% about Taiwan and 80% about this trading corridor called the Straits of Malacca, which has been on the CCP's mind for over 20 years. It's a real issue. And I think that people should study it because that could be ground zero for many problems.
So do you think that the CCP, you think they will invade Taiwan?
No, I don't think that they
you just think there'll be like a military altercation in that area?
So if they do anything that has to do with their military, I think that they will likely occupy. So Taiwan is the main island, and then mm-hmm. then there are these little islands as well, some of them not even occupied. So I think that if they do any land grab, it will be on those. They're not going to do anything on the mainland. It's just on mainland Taiwan. It's just unrealistic. If you look at any war simulation done on this subject, it's just – you're talking about the amount of – it's unreasonable. You cannot do it. It's just preposterous. So will they do something preposterous? I don't know. But, like, you know, if she has good advisors, that's the last thing they will do. It's just – the risk-reward is just not worth any of it. I think that they will inflict other sort of leverage on the Taiwanese, but it's not that easy. It's not that easy, and that's what's good about it. It makes Taiwan is important to both China and the U.S. So I actually think it could be like a Cold War type scenario where Taiwan is the problem, but It because it's so important to both, they'll probably not start a real war over it.
So from everything that you're saying, it sounds like the world is moving away from globalization, and each country is now making sure that they have their own energy, making sure they're going to be manufacturing. So it seems like the world now is moving away from globalization. Is that your whole premise here?
Yes. We have entered deglobalization. If you look at globalization cycles, we've had a deglobalization cycle between 1910 and 1950. Before that, we had a globalization cycle between the 1870s and the 1910s. That era brought us electricity. It brought us the plane. It brought us a lot of phenomenal innovation between the 1870s and the 1910s. So much innovation across the planet. 1910 till 1950, deglobalization brought us the Federal Reserve, two world wars, and the Great Depression. So I don't like deglobalization. Obviously, in a globalized world, there are victims. I'm not saying that it's a bulletproof system and it's a good system. In this globalization cycle, the American middle class got wiped out. But I would say the trade-off is always there. In a deglobalization, you are literally prone to a way, way more hateful world with way more problems between countries. So imagine, like, for example, a commodity. A commodity war can start between China and the U.S. at any point. Let's say you take lithium. America doesn't produce any lithium. There's no domestic lithium production in the United States. There's very minimal lithium production in China. Most lithium comes from Latin America. So who's Latin America going to deal with, China or the United States? Who's going to outbid, and what's going to be the premise of the contracts? These are going to be problematic. And so in a deglobalizing world, you get way more inflation because you need to outbid anybody else to get exclusivity and more reliance. And we are definitely deglobalizing in a major, major way. Just different COVID policies are very deglobalizing, because if you think about it, it was a virus that spread across the world. It's literally the most globalized problem, and it's such an easy slam dunk for an organization like the World Economic Forum or any other global institution to do to try to do a power grab and use it. And they failed. They failed epically. They couldn't do it, and they will not be able to do it. The world is deglobalizing, and that's scary for the West, obviously. And it could lead to two global reserve currencies as well. Two blocks, two sets of cultures, two sets of values. This is a very different period that we have commenced upon.
Lior, thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. Once Absolutely. Again, how can people see all your work?
WealthResearchGroup.com is the free financial newsletter. We publish Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Definitely sign up on our homepage. And the reports I mentioned, they are phenomenal and I think great education. You can either browse directly to them or go to our website and click on the special reports tab, and you can see a library of special reports that you can, sit and read at your own leisure and time.
Great. I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video. Lior, once again, thank you very much for being on the Spotlight. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their 3-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy to make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for 3 solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest prepared company with millions of families already protected. These 3-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax advantage gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with Multicollagen. Multicollagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top 5 most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com.